CAL FIRE held a press conference on Tuesday night to discuss recent updates on the campfire in Butte County. They've reported that the fire has burned 130,000 acres and is 35% contained. So far, 8,817 structures have been destroyed, with 7,600 of them being residential homes. Approximately 52,000 people have evacuated, and about 1,385 people are in shelters. Hundreds of people have also been reported missing or unaccounted for. More people have been reported dead.
It's with a heavy heart that we announced that six additional decedents were discovered today, bringing the total number of deaths to 48 discovered so far. All six of those were in Paradise.
That's Police Sergeant Darren Wyatt of Anaheim, who updated the community. He noted that the Butte County Sheriff's Office let 30 of their officers tend to their own families, many of whom were directly affected by the campfire. CAL FIRE Operations Section Chief Josh Bishop says he hopes the weather will be favorable enough to make more forward progress in an especially tough terrain.
Although it has been challenging at times, we're trying to make as much progress as possible and try and get as much containment as fast as we can.
Meanwhile, Lisa Almagar with Butte County Public Health talked about how to prepare for returning home when access becomes available. However, she warned that resources would be severely limited.
Residents will be entering these areas at their own risk. There will be no power, no water, no phone or cell service, and no ability to call 911.
The campfire is now the deadliest fire in California on record. The Trump administration announced a declaration of major disaster for Butte County because of the campfire. The declaration also includes both Los Angeles and Ventura counties because of the Woosley fire. For KHSU, I'm Natalia Estrada.